Rosa Czacka was born into a wealthy Polish family on the 22nd of October 1876 in Biała Serkiew in the former Eastern Territories of the Republic of Poland, which is today Ukraine. Educated at home, she enjoyed every privilege, but suffered from failing eyesight. Her family was reluctant to acknowledge it until at the age of 22, when she became completely blind after falling from a horse. But it was her deep faith that helped her to accept this tragic event as her personal vocation in life. Following the advice of her ophthalmologist, she decided to become passionately involved in improving a lot of blind people in Poland who at the time were not being taken care of. Czacka dedicated herself to learning Braille, and for 10 years, she gathered experience in centers for the blind in Switzerland, Austria, Germany, and France. She dreamt of founding an organization that would help blind people not only to be integrated into the wider community, but also to serve as apostles among sighted people. In 1908, she opened the first small institutions for blind children and adults in Warsaw, and in 1910, founded the Society for the Care of the Blind. At the same time, she was toying with an idea of becoming a nun and of founding a community devoted entirely to the service of the blind. On November 19, 1917, she donned a nun's habit and took a vows, assuming the name Sister Elizabeth of the Cross. The Congregation of Franciscan Sisters Servants of the Cross, which she formally founded, was established in Warsaw on December 1, 1918. The founding of the congregation by a blind woman was met with skepticism on the part of some people, yet it gained the full approval and support of Warsaw Metropolitan Archbishop Aleksander Kakowski. The foundress was also held in high esteem by the then apostolic nuncio, Achilles Ratti, who would later become Pope Pius XI. The charism of the congregation was to pay penance for the spiritual blindness of the world. The order was itself open to other blind sisters. Under her administration, schools for the blind opened in many cities in Poland. Czacka remained in Warsaw throughout the Second World War, where she helped hide Jews and offered assistance to the underground resistance. When World War II broke out, Mother Czacka, with all her heart and prayer, took a living part in the fate of Poland and the world. During the bombing of Warsaw in September of 1939, she was severely wounded in the head. She lost an eye that had to be removed, and the necessary surgery was performed without anesthesia. Joining the fight of Poles against the occupier, she showed love of neighbor to everyone in need of help, not paying attention to national aversions. In the period preceding the Warsaw Uprising, she decided to organize an insurgent hospital in the retreat house. Many were amazed by her heroism, peace, and total abandonment to God. Mother Elizabeth Rosa Czacka died on May 15, 1961, in great sanctity, and was buried in the factory cemetery in Laski. In her activity, she wanted the work born of God's inspiration to always be for God. She said, "This work is from God and for God. There is no other reason for being. If it is deviated from this path, let it cease to exist." Since the death of Mother Elizabeth Rosa Czacka, many people have been constantly recommending their problems to her, asking for God's intercession in both health and spiritual matters. Blessed Elizabeth Czacka, pray for us.